All right, 1380 WPHM, we are right in the heart of summer vacation time, time to hit the road, whether it's for a day, a weekend, a week, or even longer. And joining us right now is the perfect tour guide for your trip. She's the author of a couple of books, one of which is 100 Things to Do in Detroit Before You Die. The third edition of that is out now. And Perfect Day Michigan, Amy Eckert on the line with us right now. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. You just love all things Michigan, don't you?
I do. I was born in Detroit. I live on the west side of the state now. I've spent my whole life exploring the state, and I've been around the world. I don't think there's any better place to live or explore than the state that we're in. There's something for everyone, from the outdoors to big city art and culture. It's really been a great time to write about the Great Lakes State.
Absolutely. You're right. There is so much to do if you're an outdoor enthusiast, art and culture, as you said, shopping, entertainment, it's all here. What got you started writing these books?
Oh gosh, I've been writing probably since the time I was a kid. I think my first, unofficial guidebook was following a vacation that I took as an 8-year-old. It just has always been my nature to write things that were important and interesting to me. But as I got older and started looking at a career in writing, I just couldn't really think about any topic that was more interesting to me than travel. And what better place to write about than the surroundings that I lived in? So having had a long history in Detroit and really loving that city, I started writing about the Renaissance that was going on in that city 10 years ago, before all of the big renovations that we have seen in the last couple of years. And then we also had, you know, in the last couple of years, even more development, more evolution in the state. And as the state has evolved, my books have evolved. So yeah, that's why we're on the third edition now. I started writing about things that just eventually didn't exist anymore. Like, for example, the Joe Louis where the Red Wings played, that's no longer. So I had to start thinking about new editions of the book that would cover sites that were really relevant and interesting to people who might visit the city today.
Well, and I think there is a real interest in visiting Detroit, and not just from Michiganders, but from people all over the country and all over the world, given the attention that we've gotten just in the past year. The Detroit Lions obviously had such a great season.
Sure.
On the heels of that came the NFL draft, which went about as perfectly as it could have, and so many other events, too. Mm-hmm. I just feel like the world is really watching Detroit right now.
I think so. And then you didn't mention Michigan Central Station, but that is
right. A
building, too, that has gotten a ton of attention, even in the New York Times. But I like to tell people that although Michigan Central is a building that has gotten recent attention, well-deserved attention, there are a dozen architectural treasures in downtown Detroit that have been renovated into just exquisite boutique hotels, the Shinola Hotel, the Roost Hotel, the Cambria Hotel downtown, which happens to be located in this gorgeous old radio station building. So, you know, there are buildings around the city that are very much like Michigan Central in that they have great history, great architecture, great art, and can very easily be added to a traveler's vacation itinerary.
The book is called, and it's in its third edition now, 100 Things to Do in Detroit Before You Die. What are some of those things to do in Detroit? Maybe things that folks here in Port Huron haven't even ventured into Detroit to do yet.
Yeah, well, I like to recommend that people go down to the Riverwalk, and that the Detroit Riverwalk has been in place for a couple of years, but it continues to evolve. And in fact, in the last couple of years, has gotten a new park, the Robert Vallade Park, which has a floating bar and a beach, a golden sand beach. And that's a really great place to enjoy the summertime weather, maybe cocktails or live music. Another great place for live music downtown in Detroit is Campus Martius. In the summer, that Park, which sits right in the center of all the most interesting buildings, is transported into or transformed into a golden sand beach with beach chairs and sand buckets and outdoor food carts and cocktails and live music. It really does feel like a beach experience right in the heart of the city. Yeah. And then you've got new restaurants coming up all the time. There's a new restaurant called San Morello inside the Shinola Hotel, which is fabulous for Italian dining. There's really just so much to see in the city of Detroit, from family-friendly outdoor activities to arts and culture and fine dining.
Yeah, just so many great things, whether it's just for a day, and obviously it's easier for us to just do a day trip from Port Huron, but you could easily spend a weekend or even more in Detroit and not run out of things to do, couldn't you?
That's right, yeah. I go to Detroit pretty frequently, at least once a month, living now on the west side of the state, and I'm always finding new places to eat, new places to dine, places that serve Jamaican food, Burundi food, Yemeni food. I mean, you can really eat your way around the world in Detroit, and there's always some place new that's opening its doors, whether it's a coffee shop or a swanky new hotel.
Talking with Amy Eckert, her book, 100 Things to Do in Detroit Before You Die, now in its third edition. The other book is Perfect Day, Michigan. What is your perfect day in Michigan?
Well, it all depends on who I'm traveling with, and I've tried to think hard about this as I was putting together this book. I have four grandchildren, and so when I'm traveling with them, I'm usually seeking out interesting children's museums, great beaches that are great for swimming, but maybe not too crowded. I look for historic sites like the copper mines in the Keweenaw Peninsula or rock hunting in Petoskey. And all of those kind of quintessential Michigan activities are found in the book, Perfect Day Michigan. And I've been writing about Michigan for about 25 years. And over the course of that time, I've had many people approach me and say, I'm going to Michigan, I'm going to Traverse City, maybe I'm going to Port Huron, I'm going to Kalamazoo, and I'm really wondering what to do while I'm there. And oh, by the way, I only have one day.
Yeah.
So I heard this often enough that it really sparked an interest in my mind in putting together itineraries that a traveler could find useful, helpful, fun in only a day's time. So each itinerary, there are 30 of them, has a list of two can't-miss attractions. Maybe it's a great swimming beach. Maybe it's a terrific art museum. I also include one can't-miss restaurant. And you can really build an itinerary around those three items. In addition, each chapter includes two or three other items that maybe would be good alternatives if something of the three doesn't appeal to you, or you can eke out a second day. So that's really been the premise behind Perfect Day Michigan, is helping people carve out precisely what to see and do in what is really quite a large state.
Well, it's a great idea because while it is a large and a diverse state, you can get to all these places, pretty easily, other than if you're going to the far western UP. You can reach these places,
right,
pretty quickly and easily. You can get from Port Huron to Grand Rapids in 2.5 hours. So, a one-day itinerary. What a great idea.
Well, I think it's really helpful to people. There is plenty of research that shows that most vacationers are trying to take more short trips rather than, the 2-3 week vacation that I used to take when I was a kid. And so it makes sense that I wanted to help people make the most of what might be a short time away. And especially, again, if you're traveling with kids, it can be difficult to get them in the car on an airplane for a multi-hour trip. So why not see what is arguably some of the best vacation destinations in the country right around us within a couple hours drive? And then, make your choice based on what your family's interested in, whether it be beaches or great fine dining experiences.
I love it. Great idea. And we got lots of summer ahead of us to plan your perfect day in Michigan or to visit Detroit. Do one of those things you need to do before you die. 100 things to do in Detroit before you die in perfect day in Michigan. Mm-hmm. Amy, a wealth of information. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
I really appreciate your time, Paul. Thank you so much.
Real quick, do you have like a website or social media or someplace online where people can connect with you outside of reading these books?
Absolutely. My website is amyeckert.com. That's E-C-K-E-R-T. You can find all the information you need on my website about the books, about social media links, about things that I've recently written about Michigan and beyond. You can find both of these books, Perfect Day Michigan and 100 Things to Do in Detroit, at your favorite brick-and-mortar bookstores and also online at barnesandnoble.com and at Amazon.
All right. Fantastic. Amy Eckert, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Amy Eckert, great ideas for things to do in Detroit and around the state of Michigan during this summertime.